This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. High winds and extreme weather swept through Northwest Colorado Wednesday. Highway 40 and 318 between Craig and the Utah border were closed due to adverse weather conditions and safety concerns and stay closed in the morning. Traffic from Craig to Maybelle is local traffic only. Moffitt County Sheriff's Office helped rescue about 19 people and one dog stranded on Highway 318. They were taken to the Maybelle Community Center. Check CoTrip.org before traveling west of Craig. Then I-70 closed in Glenwood Canyon because of a semi-rollover last night, but CDOT rerouted traffic south instead of through Northwest Colorado because of the conditions. Then there was a power outage in western Moffitt County, but Yampa Valley Electric eventually got it restored. Steamboat Resort did not open for operations on Wednesday because of high winds and extreme wind chill. Winds were clocked at over 80 miles per hour. Rates go up March 1st for members of Yampa Valley Electric Association in Rout and Moffitt counties and south central Wyoming. There's a notice in your most recent bill. Megan Moore Kemp is the member relations manager for YVEA. She says the board and staff take the rate changes very seriously.
Xcel Energy, our wholesale energy provider, raised our rates by 14% for 2023. In order to not pass on this entire increase to our members, we cut our budget significantly, resulting in an 8% across the board rate increase in March.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has an update on bear conflicts for 2022. They received 4,282 reports of sightings and conflicts with bears last year. That's 16% increase from the year before. Biggest problem, bears getting into trash. In 2022, over 50% of bear-related property damage can be linked to improperly secured trash. There's also bird feeders, livestock, and garage doors left open. The Northwest region saw a 6% increase in calls because of a late freeze, which led to a food failure among berries and acorn crops. Last year, in all of Colorado, CPW relocated 59 bears and had to euthanize 94. The 2023 Chassa State Wrestling Championships start today at Ball Arena in Denver. Those qualifying include 14 wrestlers from Moffitt County, but two of those girls are actually from Hayden on the team, 10 wrestlers from Meeker, 7 from Hayden, 2 from Steamboat, and 2 girls from Sirocco. We'll have live coverage on KRAI throughout the tournament with Dean Vogelaar and Cody May making the call. A list of all the Northwest Colorado wrestlers who are competing, it's on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.